This month, Los Angeles passed a new ordinance restricting the use of plastic straws. Restaurants can't offer them unless a customer requests one. Other cities, including Berkeley, Malibu, Seattle, and Miami Beach, have banned plastic straws altogether. Companies have stopped using them, too. Starbucks, Hyatt Hotels, and United and Delta Airlines, among others. All this means more demand for paper straws, which is good news for an Indiana-based company called Aardvark Straws. That company was acquired by the paper products company, the Hoffmaster Group, in August to help meet skyrocketing demand. Joining us now as part of our series of conversations with leaders called View from the Top is Andy Romju, who's the president of Hoffmaster Food Service. Andy, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
And give us a sense of how the demand for paper straws has been growing since you acquired Aardvark Paper Straw Company.
Well, it's truly been astronomical. Aardvark as a company had, over the last 3 or 4 years, been doubling sales each year. And as we have gone through with all of the different cities banning straws, as well as some of the eco and advocate groups really pushing for change in the environment, we've seen demand skyrocket, 50, 60, 70, 100 times prior year. And really pretty much everybody is looking to make a shift away from plastic straws.
And at the time you acquired Aardvark, it was the only company in the country making paper straws. Is it still the only one?
We know there's a couple of other companies that have jumped in, and anytime you get a market that's really booming like this one is, that's to be expected. But where Aardvark is different is, number one, we've got a little bit of a head start, and number two, we've got a really big head start on making the highest quality and longest lasting paper straw out in the market.
And what about international demand? Are there other big companies around the world that are doing the same thing?
Absolutely. Europe is looking to go single-use plastic-free over the next couple of years, and obviously straws fit into that category, so there's some big demand coming there. As you move down through the Caribbean and a lot of the island nations around the world, they're looking to go. Australia is looking at some legislation. So, yes, this isn't just a U.S. thing. It's truly global.
And do you intend to sell your paper straws all around the world?
We do. Currently, we actually sell into 30 different countries. And we expect that to continue to grow. And, we look to continue to enlarge our footprint, not only from a U.S. standpoint, but also looking at potential in Europe.
Tell us about the new factory that you had to build here in this country to keep up with demand.
Yeah, so we stayed in Fort Wayne. That's where the expertise and where all the folks were that really knew how to make this Aardvark straw. So we realized day one as we moved into the business that we needed to either be able to expand the factory that we were in or be able to find something that was nearby. We ended up finding something that was nearby that was about 3 times the size of the existing factory and had it remodeled and refurbished to exactly what we need to provide these high-quality straws.
And how many can you make in a day?
We can make lots. As I've said, we've gone from millions to tens of millions to hundreds of millions is kind of how we look at what our daily ramp up is going to be. But as a privately held company, we don't discuss the specifics on that.
Well, do you employ a lot of people to do this, or is it mostly machines that are making the straws?
No, there's definitely a ton of human capital involved, and there's an art to winding straws. It's you can take a machine, but you still have to have a person that's really talented to run that machine. We've hired well over 100 folks in Fort Wayne already, and we'll most likely have to double that number by the time we get to our expected run rate in the June-July timeframe.
Now, the big question that I've heard about paper straws is that, yes, they are biodegradable and compostable. That means they are made to disintegrate. So how do you make sure that they don't disintegrate in the drinks?
That is the key. So straws and how they hold up is really a function of a few things. It's the type of paper you're using, how many layers of paper you're using, the adhesive that holds it together, and then the coating that goes around it. So you have to get the right mix of all those different types of things that allow it to last as long as possible, but then also has the ability that it'll start breaking down when it gets into the oceans or waterways or into your compost or trash.
And do you think that you've reached the right level of sort of ability to hold up in liquid that you need, or you think that it needs to get better?
So we always want to get better. Like I said, I think Aardvark, and the reason we were interested in Aardvark is they made the strongest straw in the world. But you'll still have people that say that, and you know, it'll last as long as your drink will last. You can put it in most liquids and it'll last well over an hour. But there's folks that leave their straws in there for longer. There's people that, you know, use it differently. They want to stir, they want to do things that, that help it break down faster. So we're already in development of what we call straw 2.0. So what is the next generation of straw? You know, how can we change and play with those components that I mentioned to get something that lasts 2, 3, 4 times longer than existing and holds up under even more extreme, you know, temperatures and usages.
What do you think of some of the backlash? I've seen some news reports where, you know, people are making fun of this idea that you would not use a plastic straw, that it's some kind of, you know, environmental activist movement that shouldn't be taken seriously.
We've had a lot of conversations with a lot of the groups that have been pushing it, and I found it very insightful. Really, what the war is against is single-use plastics, whether it's a lid, a cup, a straw, a takeout container, you know, all things that, you know, we need to cut down on our usage as a race to help save the planet and leave it in better shape. Straws became the focal point because of really two things. Number one, you could definitely do without in most cases. And number two, there was a viable alternative in the paper straw to offer a solution. So where we may not have figured out, you know, what the next plastic water bottle is or what the next takeout container that is cost effective or the next lid, straws had a solution. So they really attacked straws in a major way.
What do you think when you get a drink and they're still using a plastic straw?
Well, number one, I wonder why our sales team hasn't been in there talking to them. But hey, I understand it's much more cost effective, and unless you're in a banned area, you may not be looking to add that cost.
What's the difference in price right now between the plastic straw and the paper straw?
Right now, a paper straw would be 3 to 4 times the same cost as a plastic straw. Now you're talking fractions of a penny for the plastic straw versus a couple of pennies for the paper straw. But it, you know, in the United States, it's a $1 billion market or so. So, you know, when you double, triple, quadruple that, those are still real dollars that are flowing through. We think a lot of that will go away as people present straws upon demand or upon request. So you see a 30 to 40% decrease in straw usage overall. And then if they do need one, we hope they're using the Aardvark paper straw.
That is Andy Ramju, who is the president of Hofmeister Food Service, the parent company of Aardvark Straws. Andy, thanks so much for joining us.
I appreciate it. Thank you for the time.
And what do you think about paper straws? Do they work as well as plastic straws in your drinks? And are they a better environmental alternative?